important job as a writer is to inspire. It's to make our listeners believe, even if just for a brief moment. And if we fall victim to that pervasive cynicism ourselves, if we think everything we churn out is just a bunch of words that won't make a difference, we won't sell it because it won't be true. I almost let that happen after the disappointment of the 2004 election. And what finally made me lose my last trace of cynicism was something that happened the night of the 2008 election, but it wasn't the moment they called the race for Barack Obama. It was just before that. I was making the final edit to what we hoped would be the victory speech. The draft ended with a story we found about a woman named Ann Dixon Cooper who had waited in line for 3 hours just to cast her ballot that day. And what made the story so special was the fact that Ann Dixon Cooper was 106 years old, born at a time when she wasn't allowed to vote for two reasons, because she was a woman and because she was African American. So we ended the speech by tracing all the seemingly impossible change she had witnessed over the course of her lifetime. Civil rights, voting rights, workers' rights, women's rights. Now, as they started calling the states on election night, someone pointed out to me that we should probably contact Ann Dixon Cooper and find out if she's okay with Barack Obama telling her story. So our campaign researchers dig up her number, and I give her a call. And I tell this frail, 106-year-old woman that a man who's about to become the first African-American president of the United States wanted to mention her in his victory speech. And she pauses for a while. And she says, "Will it be on television?" And I tell her, "Yes, it will be on television." So she thinks about that for a while. She pauses, and she asks, "Which channel?" And I said, "All the channels." And then she stopped and she said, "I'm so proud of him. I'm so proud of us." And she started to cry. And at that point, so did I. And right at that moment, they called Ohio. The race was over. Everyone started cheering. And I hid under my desk so I could talk to Ann Dixon Cooper for a few more minutes.